Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe. Allah made us human beings as human beings, and Allah ta'ala made us the ashraf, greatest form of creation, superior form of creation. Allah ta'ala gave us our souls, our lives, and Allah ta'ala has given us high status, and Allah ta'ala expects good things from us. Allah ta'ala sent us to this world, and in this dunya that Allah ta'ala sent us to, He sent us to this world with a title, Illa liya'budun, that this is a function. You will go to this world and you have one objective, one purpose, one function. What is that? Just to worship me. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What do we need to do? What's our function? To worship. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing else. And what restricts us or prevents us to do ibadah? Subhanallah. If there was one, we could maybe discuss it. If there was just one. Alongside that, Allah Ta'ala has also, in this world, decorated it in such a manner with desires. Allah has decorated it. Don't ask. You live in this dunya, I also live in this dunya. Alhamdulillah, we see every day. We witness every day that every leaf, every atom, particle, Allah Ta'ala has made attractive in this world for us. That every moment, every breath that is taken in this world, Allah Ta'ala has given us a responsibility, illa liya'budun. And those things in the world, they stop us, prevent us from carrying out this function. A weird scenario in the world, we see. And another thing on top of that, not just dunya, has Allah made beautiful and filled with desires and attractions. Let's see how a person will slip in the world. He doesn't even get up and recover. The other thing that's occurred with the human being is that Allah Ta'ala has also created the nafs, the base desires. And Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَن زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَن دَسَّاهَا. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That beware, beware, if you obey your desires, you will be destroyed. Yes, first we have the attraction of the dunya. Allah says the dunya is so nice and beautiful. Allah says forget about looking up and getting attracted to the world. Be careful and simple. And on top of that, Allah has given nafs. Allah says, if you obey your nafs, then you will be destroyed. You will harm yourself. Tell me, now where do we turn to? Okay, fine. Then the third challenge on top of that, and that's a very difficult challenge. The shaitan has also been created. And he is such a strong force, he's been given strength, that he wanders through our veins. Through our veins, through our arteries. What's his objective? Wasawis, whispering thoughts, evil thoughts, sleeping. He's making you think salah, eating, thoughts, whispers. He doesn't leave us for a second. So this is the hal of the world, or am I wrong? This is the story of life, isn't it? And me and you, all of us are here. And what's the order? That if you come in this way, that you have committed a sin, say Subhanallah. It says if you come back with a sin, then you will be affected and direct, you will be thrown into hellfire. And who will be the fuel? The stones and the humans in hellfire. The fuel. And very quickly you will die. It's running after you, your death. And if you see your hisab, accounting will be very severe and strict, difficult. And see who will save you then. Allah says, see who will save you then. Will there be anyone who will save us, brothers? Straight away you will see the consequences. If you are rude and you come back to me in a bad way, Allah says, that even if you disobey me in a small way against the orders that I've given to you, what's the order? Allah says, beware if you, apart from me, worship anyone else, ta'illa li'abudun. If you obey anyone else, or bow, or submit to someone, or see someone else, or get attracted to something else, if anything for a second, not for a blink of an eye, should you do wrong. Not just worshipping idols, no. Allah says your desires of your nafs. If you obey the desires of your nafs even once, Allahu Akbar, look at the control, how we have been controlled. We wander around like monkeys and apes and nobody's doing what's right. This is our story, isn't it? So I paid attention, that this is very challenging and it's a big test. It's a test. How will we attain paradise? How will we get through these challenges and arrive to paradise? This much hardship, and this is our condition against this. So once Allah Ta'ala then subhanAllah opened up the heavens in the narration state, Allah Ta'ala opened up the heavens, called the angels. Allah said, let me show you the game that's being played out on the earth. The doors opened, the angels said, huh? That what are these people, these animals doing? They were surprised, their eyes, they went opened wide. Allah, these are those insan who you used to praise? For these people you said to prostrate to them? Look at them, what are they doing? And when they looked, they saw the insan, the human being, that he's making the idols with his own hands, with the soil. Allahu Akbar, he's making the idols, someone is worshipping a tree or a snake, or he's making idols with his hands and asking from those idols. What's this angel say? Allah says, look, this is one example of shirk, the other example of shirk, mounds of shirk, piles of shirk. Allah Ta'ala says that, look, mushrikeen, the angels were shocked. Allah said, look further. Murder, what a big crime, how big a crime is it? Murder. And with ease we are killing each other with swords, with guns, with Kalashnikovs and weapons that have been manufactured. Within seconds we don't think. Within a second, kill him, murder him, kill thousands, kill hundreds of thousands. We are like wild animals. And this is insan. Insan was uns, love, muhabbat for each other. Angels say, Allah, what is this creation you've made? What are they doing? We couldn't even imagine. What are these people? And pick it up. Look at the papers, newspapers, so many murders you read about, wild young children, girls, zina, abuse. They strangled a child, 7-year-old daughter, 3 years old, they do zina, she dies, they pick her up and throw away. Oh, what is this? People say, and today in this day and age, this generation we're in, brothers, the situation is very dire indeed. This is human being, they are believers and disbelievers. People who have Quran and don't have Quran, all in the mix. There's no differentiation, people in the masjids and the people of the temples and the church and the idol worshippers. No differentiation. Angels say, Allah, who are your servants and who are the people who are not your servants? We can't differentiate. Am I right or am I wrong, brothers? Allah says, look at the scene that's being played out. These people will go, who have you made Jannah for? For which people have you decorated these palaces, mansions, hoors, the maidens? Allah, who are these for? Who's going to come in and deserve these? I can't see anyone on the earth at the moment who will deserve this, the angels say. Murder, blood flowing, destruction in homes, mother, a child is killing his mother. A child is killing his mother. Imagine, the angels were shocked when they saw this. Shocked. Let's go further, beyond. Zina, adultery, fornication. Forget this discussion of zina. Talking in depth about it. Before, what would happen that a person would, for example, wait until it was darkness. Now no one waits for darkness or light. Allah Akbar doesn't know about the pavement, the road, a parda or in hidden. Doesn't matter. As his feet likes, like donkeys and dogs and animals. Allahu Akbar, on the banks of air, in rivers and seas and oceans, the sea, in the air, when a person sits on the plane now, that we haven't even left the high winds, we haven't left the oceans. Allahu Akbar, with this sin. People who believe, who disbelieve, who know, who don't know, and we will go to paradise? Allahu Akbar. The angels say, Allah, what is going on here? This is a very weird form of creation. Let's go further. And then we have a drink, alcohol. Allahu Akbar. With zina, adultery comes alcohol, mixed together, combined. We don't even know that, for example, where's halal and where's haram? What is lawful, what is unlawful? And everywhere we go, on any land we see these places that serve alcohol, the evening hasn't even come, and the bars open, and the glasses are being served, and people drink, and the woman's there, and murder's there, and shirk is there, and the angels are watching, and their jaws dropped, you know. As an example, Allah, Allah forgive, Allah forgive, Allah forgive. You are the Khaliq, the Creator, the Malik. You do everything. Is this creation? Is this what they are doing? For these people you decorated the world and you said that they will come to paradise? And they're carrying on sinning. And what are we doing? Yeah, they say bad about us, that this insan is like an animal. Allah, who is this? These people should be wiped away. And then Allah's rahmah comes into being. You say, Allah will say that the ummah of my mahbub is also amongst these people. Idris came here. Ibrahim alayhislam came here. Ismail came here. Kaaba was also constructed here. Subhanallah. Medina is also here. And Saeed take place here in Arafah. And Adam came here. And Hawa came here as well. And Isa also came here. Maryam Bibi also came here. Amina also came here. Subhanallah. So when I say Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala says, you don't know. I'll tell you. I'll correct you, O angels. Just wait. Who are you saying bad about? Who are you ridiculing? They'll say, Allah, this comment you showed me. Allah say, where are they on the earth? And where are you on the heavens? Okay? So I will now mete out justice. Call the most pure of angels from amongst you. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Who you are proud of, envious of, that this is the best angel and he's a muttaqi angel. Call him, whoever is here. It's your choice. They'll say, okay. In the narration, four come or three come. One was called Harut, the other one was Marut, and the third one is Israel alayhi salam. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So these three angels will come. And it's stated that these are your top class A1 angels. Yes, Allah. And they'll say, very high and pure. The question doesn't rise, they'll make a mistake. No way they'll make a mistake. Are they ready? Are you ready? Yes, we're ready. Say them. I'll say, okay, come. Come. Let me now send you to the angel, to that dunya that I showed you. And you were speaking negative about my makhluk, my creation, the human being. Let me see what you do. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So send us down, Allah. And they say, Allah, we will go against you. How can this be impossible? You think we'll prosper against you and go and implement actions against you? Go down, 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 down. Tell Allah will say, go down. Go down to earth. Then I'll ask you after that, what did you do? You're talking all this nonsense. Go and see what you can do. Harut came, Marut came, Israel al-Islam came. All three were sent. They descended to earth. As soon as they came to the skies, what we think they started, can we imagine what they started to think? So when they came to the wind of the earth, and when like the winds that flow and the desires and the attractions of the world, and first of all Israel alayhi salam, he such a great angel, has Israel alayhi salam, he thought, what's going on with me, my feelings, these emotions, what's created? He said, woman, what is this? What are all these games I've been playing in something, these desires that come up? Where have I come to? And he was a bit scared, very difficult. A month must have passed. He said, Allah, call me back. Ya Kareem, call me back. He went into prostration, started crying. Allah said, oh, you come back up. You come back up. He went up 40 years. He stayed in prostration crying. How many years? 40 years. And 1 year was equivalent to 1,000 years of our years. 4,000 years. Or more. He was in sujood crying, Allah, how these dirty thoughts and thinking coming to my mind. And he was so embarrassed, until today he does not raise his eyes towards his Rabb, that I'm not capable. Allahu Akbar. And this thought came into him. He said, these thoughts came into me. Allah, I'm your servant, your angel. And I was thinking like this. Then remained two. Harut and Marut. And they were here. Still here, and became famous, very famous, pious individuals. Let's do dua from them, etc. And they were living according to their capability. Then the test started for them. So from Faris, a beautiful and attractive woman came. They said, why have you come? They saw a woman so beautiful. Allah Ta'ala has put them into the test challenge. So attractive and beautiful. And the husn Allah Ta'ala gave to that female. And when she came from the angels, and then they fell into the trap. One looked to the other one and said, this is a very attractive thing that's come. We've seen the hoors in the heavens. And they thought, oh, control this. being, I'm just explaining to you in my words. Let's control her so she doesn't escape. She's come. What's the reason? Why have you come, madam, here? She said a very essential requirement. They said, yes, please tell us your order, because obviously that they're affected when a person, he wanders off. Yes, yes, you're coming. Please tell me, how can I serve you, help you, assist you? Come close to me, explain, I'll assist you. We say like this, don't we? No. You're our cousin. You're the daughter of my uncle, my chachaji, inside the storm that's brewing inside that man. Quickly, I want to succeed so I can trap her, because I've got two before. Let me start the third one. Yes, let me get married the third time. This is shahwat inside us. And nobody's old or young. We're still running around looking for partners. Astaghfirullah. Weird stories people come up with. Weird stories. Then he said, yes, what's the issue? And the woman, she very quickly recognizes the evil glance of the man. He said, you are like my sister. And then she knows that current, this Baba, this old man, he's trying to trick me, this peer. And he's thinking something else. And he wants to put his hands to other places, this individual. So she understood what was the current. She said that I am the princess. I am the princess of Faris from Persia. And I come from the sultanate, from the kingdom. He said, yes, your beauty is telling us, please order us. What is it you need? She said, the hukum is this, that you need to fulfill my requirement. And they said, we will do this, but you also do what we want, because the shahwat came, just like us, when we make the transactions and the deals, that we will also implement your requirement. You also do what we want you to do. She said, fine. So what is it that you like? She said, that please eliminate my husband, murder him. Too difficult. They said, okay, you do one thing. First action, she said, the woman said, that if you fulfill my requirement, then I'll fulfill your requirement. What? She said, I feel that we become the same religion. That whoever I prostrate to or worship, you worship, then our love will increase. We'll be the same, compatible. These are shahwat inside us, aren't they? We say this, that if you do this, then I'll do this and we'll become compatible. You know, these are the messages that we exchange with women nowadays. If you fulfill my requirement, I'll fulfill your requirement. She said, if you fulfill my desires and demands, let me see how great a lover you are. Okay, you go and swear to your mother, like they say to her, then I'll understand you're my true husband. The husband said, no problem. And then she takes the... they say, I'll take my mother out of the house and the sister out of the house for you, my wife. Isn't it? Nowadays, taking the mother out. Sister, forget that. But mother, we see, no worries. Mum, please go. Get out my wife. She's fed up of you. I can't keep you at home anymore. That's what we say nowadays. Okay. Mother, you are my mother. That's fine. But I've got the rights of the wife to fulfill as well. We've got children. They don't want you anymore. You pester us too much. You're too much of a burden. They swear at mother. You're a bandit. You're a begherat. You have no shame, mum. You're a zani. Astaghfirullah. Tell me. Doesn't this happen today? Mother, who brought up the child. Yes, this is how this woman was tricking the angels. So, she said, okay. These are my demands. And so you need to adopt the religion that I have. She said that this is the idol I worship. You worship this idol. And they just said, what nonsense are you speaking? I can't do this. No, that, for example, now we've come from Noor. We can never do shirk. Run away. Be gone with you. Sorry. Mafi, forgive us. She said, okay, fine. She left. But the beauty that was there, that had overtaken their brains, their minds. Because the biggest weakness in this world for a human being is what? Say loudly. Is the woman, the female. Yes, our heart doesn't fill enough with the women, because Allah has given the most beauty in the female. So those angels were lost in their dream, the woman outside, inside, everywhere they went. They said, he said, I've got the same thoughts as you. And he said, okay, let's maybe see if we can bring about some condition, some sort of bypass method, so they were in touch with again. They said, okay, fine, we won't do shirk. Okay, let's do another action then. And then we can have friendship. We can have the connection. She said, what? That she said, oh, kill my husband. They said, no, this is a big sin. We can't do this. But the beauty had overtaken their brains. I'm speaking from the Quran. These aren't jackanory tales, folk tales. This is not a novel. This is the Quran. Allah has explained this event to us. Pick up the Quran and understand. This is the Quran I'm reading, brothers. Yes, I'm explaining to you the depth. Quran and Hadith. What do you think? This is some story I'm telling you from some book? Do you think I've got time for telling you stories? So Harut Marut, the event is in the Quran. So they said, the angels, no. First you're saying the shirk and then murder your husband. No, we can't do this. Be gone with you. She knew that he'd come again, the angel. Then, because the beauty of the hair is there, the man will return. So they came again with their desire. Please make your request a bit lighter. Yeah, don't be too angry. We are struggling in your memory, O woman. She said, okay, third demand, and I'll give you an easy action to at least do this. What sort of lovers are you? Ashiks are you? Do at least this action, but then enjoy in the world and look at the shahwat, how they come. Because they'd realize that how people, why they commit the sins in the world, they were challenging before. So what's the third demand she put forward? She said that this is the drink in this glass, it's very sweet alcohol, just take a few sips of this. Very good sherbet drink. They said, oh, this is very simple, we'll do this, no problem. She said, okay, fine. So she made them drink the alcohol. Have you seen alcohol? That on every drop, every square meter, you will find alcohol. I'm not talking about here, I'm talking about our own countries. Here, of course, people drink here. I'm speaking about our own countries. Home countries, Islamic republics. Yes, alcohol is served openly. All plants and places where alcohol is manufactured. Then we say, why does the person do zina? Why did they do reactions? Because the basic root cause is alcohol. Intoxication. Intoxication makes you forget your mother, your sister, your father. It puts the barrier between you and sin. It makes you do everything. Drugs. All of these actions, the root cause is alcohol. It'll make you beg. Yes? It is the root cause of sin. I saw a human being, very good position he was in. Sophisticated, good person. Upright. After a while, I went back to Pakistan. After 8 years, I think there was an interval of 8 years, I went back to Pakistan. When I went to my city and I was getting off the train and I was going on the horse and I saw there was a woman and a man standing next to each other. I'm telling you the true event. I stopped there and they put their hands out in the dark. Brother, give some money. This is my wife. We haven't got anything. Please give some money. And there was a woman and I said, I could recognize this voice. When I went close, it was the same man. I was shocked. I said, don't you recognize me? He said, no. After quite a while, we had met. I said, is your name this? He said, yes. I said, what's happened to you? Your wife, and she's standing here with you, and you're begging on the street? And his wife said, yes, we take drugs. We smoke cannabis. Since we've taken drugs, he's become a drug addict. We've sold everything. Our house has gone. Our wealth has gone. Our shop has gone. Our business has gone. Everything's gone. And now we're on the streets, and we're putting our hands out and begging money from people. This is intoxication. Intoxication. So Allah Ta'ala showing the so-called attraction of the world. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah says, you are that nation. Look at our origin. We should have come just to do ibadah to Allah, worship Allah. But look at what we're doing now. Where have we gone astray? Alcohol. Alcohol. The alcohol looks attractive. Drink, it feels attractive. Smells, tastes attractive. Nowadays we've got shops. Women, our women are standing behind the till selling the alcohol. Distributing the alcohol. Our women. In the shops, warehouses. So when the angel sipped a few sips, they said, oh, give us some more, woman. Bring some more glasses. Bring some more quantity. What's this you've given us? Oh, nice. Drink some more. As soon as they drank the alcohol, then alcohol takes effect. What's step number two? Woman. Female. Zina took place. First action. When they were intoxicated, did zina. Then the next action. She said, I said to you, murder. Oh, no worries about that. They murdered as well. Third action. They become same religion as us. No problem. Whatever you demand. They prostrated and did shirk as well. Who were these people? The Harut and Marut. They came from the angels from the heavens. Allah Ta'ala opened the doors and said, angels, you were ridiculing the humans. That's why you're ridiculing this nation of the human beings. Come, let me tell you the story. Then Allah says, let me tell you what they were before. Allah Ta'ala says, they gave them strength. Ismail Azam, they were angels. From Ismail Azam, they used to fly upwards. And they were without any sin. When they were to go up, then their angels became, their wings became useless. They understood that we failed in our test. They wanted to go back up. They started crying. Allah, where shall we go? Then Idris alayhi salam, that was his generation. He was a prophet, wasn't he? Straight away they arrived towards Idris. So now they've come to the human being. Where's the angel come to? The human being for assistance. Ashraf al-makhlukat. What did Allah make the human being? Ashraf, superior form of creation. Subhanallah. And he also was in the dunya. He was a human being. But look at the difference. So where are they going? The angels? That we need, please Idris, ask Allah to forgive us. The angels are requesting the human being, Hazrat Idris, we've made a mistake, we've erred, please get us forgiveness, we have been destroyed, we have failed in the exam, our eyes have opened up, we've made a big mistake. So look, Ashraf al-Mukhlaq, Hazrat Idris is linked with Allah. Straight away he raised his hands to Allah. Allah Ta'ala accepted his request. Yes Idris, what is it? What's the matter? Allah, these two angels, please forgive them. Allah says, I was waiting. Allah, please forgive them. Allah says, I forgive them, but question them, one question. That the action they did, do they want the punishment in this world or the hereafter? That's their choice and decision. So the angels thought, the punishment in the hereafter is permanent. Listen to these words. We'd rather take the punishment of this world or the hereafter. What do you want, me or you? This is not a story. They look at the result of this now. Look at the result. They were angels, they knew that the hereafter is forever, permanent. They understood the question that the punishment again, this world will be temporary, will finish, one day the world will finish. But if we take the option of the hereafter and delay the punishment, oh, it's alright, we'll take the punishment thereafter. It's okay. They keep doing it. Oh, praise Allah, brother. Oh, worry about yourself. Oh, we'll see what happens when we die, yaar. No problem, we can do what we want. Yes? If I tell you the percentage, you'd be shocked. What's the percentage of the people in the world today who say, oh, it's Salah time, brother, Salah time, pray. Yeah, you know, the Pliegi brothers tell us, please, brother, come to the masjid, come pray Salah. Oh, be gone with you, do what you do. You keep on knocking on the doors, telling us you've got no other job to do. Brothers, think about your akhirah. Oh, go away when the grave comes. I'll see, I'll take that challenge, parda and this and that, and you're spoiling my children and other people in my family. Don't we say this? Don't we abuse those people? This is what happens, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. So the angel said, no, we don't want to go to the hereafter. Idris alayhi salam, the hereafter, the punishment is too severe, it's permanent, forever. My brothers, open your eyes. That is permanent. Everything's akhirah. We've delayed everything. We leave salah. We have no worry for the akhirah. Oh, we'll see the punishment in the hereafter. We lie. We'll take the punishment in the hereafter. We take interest. We'll see the punishment in the hereafter. We do zina. We'll see the punishment in the hereafter. We wander out with our parda. We'll see in the hereafter what happens. We don't care. Akhirah is that place. The angels knew. No, Allah. Don't give us the punishment in the akhirah. It's permanent. Forever we'll get punished. Nobody will save us. Nobody will check on us. The fire is very severe in the hereafter. The azab is very severe. Allah, please give us the azab here in the world, because the world will finish one day. We'd rather take the punishment here. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying, or you don't understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? You do? Yes, hey, if we can succeed, it's better, brothers. It's better. So they say, fine, Allah, we accept the condition. So in Iraq, Babel, a place in Iraq, there's a well. Allah said, both of them, hang them upside down. This is Quran, Harut, Marut, the angels, even today, they are upside down, taking the punishment now. Yes, it's the fire well. Look at the Quran. Yes, both upside down, hanging in the well. They said, we'll take the punishment in the well, Qiyamah will come, we'll be saved. And then they were hanged upside down in the well. So now Allah Ta'ala asked the angels, yes, my angels, how are you now? Yes, you used to ridicule, snigger at the human beings. Yes, this makhluk I've sent, the human beings, Allah said, where shahawat, they are immersed in shahawat, their desires. And they have shaitan amongst them as well. They have nafs as well on top of that. And they have dunya around them. And the glamour, the attraction and the glitter and the glow. In every street, there's a new style of fitna that comes. 100 years ago, were there computers, brothers? Were there telephones? Were there TVs? No, nothing was then. And then the time to come, we don't even know what's to come in the future. We cannot even imagine. It will continue and increase. But Allah Ta'ala stated, Allah Ta'ala stated that my rahmah, nothing can compete with my mercy. Nothing can compete with mercy. Jannah has been made for these very people on earth. The hoors have been made for the people on earth. Subhanallah. And these people, human beings, will get these rewards in paradise. And these same people will go into paradise. Subhanallah. And so simple it is to attain paradise, Allah says, O angels, for the human beings, say subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah, how will it be easy for them to get paradise? Allah says, you think it's not easy? Shall I show you? Show us Allah. Allah says, give azan. Subhanallah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Allah says, five times in the day the adhan will reverberate. Subhanallah. And whichever human beings runs to my home and prays salah in the morning, when he prays salah fajr in the morning, alhamdulillah, until night, all his sins will be removed, eliminated. And then adhan will be called for dhuhr. Subhanallah, afternoon. Uva hastens to dhuhr salah and prostrates to me. Allah says, four raka, like I've ordered and explained to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray. If you fulfill them until zuhr, all of the sins that you commit from fajr to zuhr will be removed, like so simple. Then Allah says, adhan will be called again, asr time. And the person immersed in sins with his eyes, drinking alcohol, whatever he's doing, but whoever listens to the call of Asr Salah and hastens to Asr Salah, whatever sin he committed after Dhuhr, Allah says, I'll forgive those sins. Subhanallah. Imagine the preparation. Then he sins again. Because shaitan, nafs, dunya, glamour, glitter, shahwat, desire, beauty, and bad things. Again, adhan will be called Maghrib Salah. And whoever runs to Salah Maghrib, and he prays Salah, three rakah, all the sins he committed, Allah says, I'll eliminate them. Subhanallah. Then Isha Adhan will be called. All of the day's sins, he'll be purified and washed, and he'll lie down on the bed with ease. No sin will remain on his body. And if he dies during the night, immediate straight into paradise. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is Salah, my brothers. Allah Ta'ala says, this is just one example. These are the sins of daily sins will be forgiven, and his account will be kept level. So whose fault is it, my brothers? Doesn't matter how dirty is the dunya. Nafs is so wretched. Shaitan can be strong and deviate you. Whatever happens. But Allah Ta'ala has given us those tools that we can use. Subhanallah. That hellfire can never come close to us. Never come close to us. We can never go into hellfire. Mu'min, man or woman. Allah has given us an azim practice of salah. The most beautiful prevention. In reality, this is salah. And this is the reason Allah Ta'ala says, this is a great favor that I've given to you. A great favor that I've given to you. Whose fault is it if we don't even implement this? Allah says, daily. Daily you can do this and achieve this. Beyond this, Allah says, I'll show you another scene. Monday will come, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, say Subhanallah, Jummah. Allah says, Jummah is such a great day I've given to the Ummah. No previous Ummah got the day of Jummah that this Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has got. There'll be the night before Jummah, which is called Laylatul Qadr. The night of power. This is the night of power you're sitting in. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. Those same monkeys and apes, the angels were laughing. These monkeys that we were, and apes that do this sin, and women, are they not around? Is there no alcohol around us? Or zina, adultery? But Allah's great, great miracle upon us. Night of Jummah is also here. Allah's given us the day of Jummah tomorrow. Allahu Akbar. That evening hasn't even arrived. The night of Jummah hasn't even started. Allah's mercy comes into being. Allah says, I change the whole universe. Whatever the action this man does, 70 times the reward will be multiplied. Every man and child, I will accept their forgiveness. To this extent, that man and woman who prayed one Jummah Salah, Subhanallah, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. They prayed Jummah, the whole week of sins will be removed and eliminated, Subhanallah. Allah says before it was one day, unless the whole week sins will be wiped away. Who prayed one Jummah until the next Jummah. However many sins he committed, if he dies, immediate direct into paradise. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, what a qawm Allah has created. Will we go into paradise or not? Tell me. First Allah made us get scared, then he gave us Jannah. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. This is Allah's achievement. This is what Allah Ta'ala has given to us, Allah's rahmah, mercy. So much Allah Ta'ala has given to us, opportunity, Subhanallah. And how Allah selected us, Allah Ta'ala could boot anyone here. How has Allah Ta'ala selected us? The night of Jummah, where has He seated us down? Where has He set us? What is He making us do? What's the reward He's given us with the fadl of Allah? Allahu Akbar, all doors are shut. Shahawat is there. Desires are there. We have the strength to sin. We can commit sin. The environment's around us. Dunya's around us. We are sat in that sphere of the world. Everything's easy. Go left, you can drink alcohol. Go right, you can go towards the females. Go this way, you can go towards fitna. Everywhere, 360 degrees around us, there's sin. But Allah sat us down in His home to make us do His dhikr. Subhanallah. Allah has opened the doors of paradise. Angels are witnessing and they are revolving around us and witnessing what we're doing. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Look at Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, His mercy. And that same dunya Allah has extracted the shahawat away from us. Allah says, go further now. We're looking at Jummah. Allah says, go beyond. But look at my mercy. Then what happens? Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. A month goes, the next month goes, the third month goes, the fourth month goes, the fifth month goes, 6 months, 7 months goes. As Ramadan has come, Subhanallah, Ramadan. Ramadan has come. Allahu Akbar. From Jummah, you get the whole week of sins removed. From praying one salah, you get until the next salah, the whole day sins removed. Ramadan comes, whoever spent one Ramadan, until the next Ramadan, the whole year's sins removed. Whole year's sins removed. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So when we'll not go into paradise now, of course we'll go into paradise. The same people will go into paradise. And then Allah makes us keep the fast. 30 days of fasting. All of Ramadan, from one Ramadan year to the next Ramadan year, Allah guarantees if he dies, he spent the right time in Ramadan in the right way, then the rahmah will take him into paradise. SubhanAllah. Let's go ahead further. Next step. Whole month, Allah's fadl, Ramadan. Allah says, now I'll give you another level. This was one day salah, then the week due to Jummah, then the year sins removed due to Ramadan. But Allahu Akbar, Allah said, made your body that you can sin all the time. Allah said, I've prepared for you such a solution. On every breath, your sins are removed. Every breath, what is that? Every thought in your brain, you can remove the sins. Walking, talking, you'll become an angel. Allah, what's that? Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُوا الْحَقِيَامُ وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ SubhanAllah. Oh my servant, remember me from your heart. As long as you do my dhikr in your heart, I will watch you, purify you, elevate you. Sleeping sinning, awake zina, standing up zina, thinking zina, and in your breath sins. Allah says, don't worry, your sins are all around you. Everyone does it. With every thought we sin, with every breath we sin, with every step, there are so many sins within us. So many. There's so much wretchedness. What has Allah Ta'ala prepared for us? Allah says, how can you compete with that and eliminate that? Allah doesn't use salah. Allah Ta'ala doesn't utilize Ramadan. Allah doesn't use Jummah. Allah says, easier than that. Do my dhikr every second, I will forgive you every second. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Allah says, such a great solution I've given to my dhikr. Allah says, my dhikr is so beloved to me. I like it so much. Not only will I forgive you, rather due to this dhikr that you are doing with every breath and heartbeat, due to my dhikr, you will continue to do my dhikr and you will continue to get nearer to me. SubhanAllah. I will remove the distance between you. فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you, Allah says. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Look at this, brothers, the solutions, the stacks of solutions Allah has given to us. And this is our reality. Despite all these ni'mas, if we keep on going to Jahannam, then my brothers, does it make sense? Does it make use of our intellect and wisdom to understand this? So what we should do, what the situation should be, Allah has given us ease and ni'mas and His treasures, give us so much rahmah and mercies, and we're still trapped in a jungle, intertwined in the jungle, in the traps. Very simple solution Allah has given to us. Remember me, keep on remembering me, and I'll keep on forgiving you. SubhanAllah. I'll keep on forgiving you. And we are so foolish, and shaitan makes us run away from dhikr. Allah says that I will decorate the gatherings of my dhikr. I'll tell you the words, the verses. I will send the people. SubhanAllah. And today Allah has collected us, gathered us. Made us sit down. What a gathering. Look how Allah Ta'ala has made us do His dhikr. What an open field Allah Ta'ala has allowed. Allah has announced that this majlis is formed. The dhikr majlis is happening. And this is all due to me arranging this. Come today, let's decide on the night of Jummah. All lifelong sins I will eliminate, Allah Ta'ala says. All lifelong, the life until now. Come forward, do tawbah, repent. Allah gives us a greater solution. What? Allah says, such a beautiful solution I give it to you, tawbah, after regretting, whichever halat you're in, wherever you are, and you call out, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. Allah says, all your lifelong sins I'll remove on your tawbah, on your repentance. And another solution on top of that, not just forgive you, Allah Ta'ala says, tawbah is such a great force. Allah says, I won't just forgive you on your tawbah, rather on top of that, all your sins I'll transform into good deeds. I won't just transform your sins into good deeds, rather your name I will include amongst the list of my awliya, the waliyas. This is tawbah. This is tawbah. So two things Allah Ta'ala has announced. Look what we've got today. Open field to gain. What is Allah Ta'ala giving to us right now? Right this second. Iman Allah has given to us. Say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Belief. Allah has given us belief. Yes, Allah has given Isha Salah. Say Alhamdulillah, Isha Salah. Did you pray Isha Salah? Say Alhamdulillah, very good. Will you go home after this? Where have you sat? No, not home. Allah sat us down in His home. As long as you're sat in the house of Allah, Allah says, I give you thawab of Salah ongoing. SubhanAllah. Say Alhamdulillah. So that's good, isn't it? So total reward. Are we getting this reward or not? Look at the great treasures that are coming into our pockets. Reward upon reward. But the sins are still there. The sins are still there. Remember, the eyesight sin, the bandit sin, the criminal sin, the sins are still there. Allah is giving us the solution. Iman is given. Prayed salah. After salah, we stayed in his house. But the sins are still attached to our body. Let's go further then. What will we do? What will Allah Ta'ala make us do now? He'll make us do His dhikr. What will He make us do? His dhikr. Remember Him. Subhanallah. So when we do dhikr, Allah says, when I make you do my dhikr, alongside dhikr, behind that I put a stamp on that person. Go, I've forgiven you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You understand what I'm saying? So we get the forgiveness. Have we attained that? So what is the treasure we're getting? No one should leave empty-handed. One thing left, Allah says. What have I arranged? That if you attain that final thing, then your whole lifelong sins will be transformed into good deeds. I'll make you my wali, my friend. And I promise, يُخْرِجُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says, I will take you out of the darkness, sins towards nur and light. Subhanallah. So without doing that, if the person leaves, will he not be foolish? He'll be foolish, stupid. Stupid. What's the action? All we have to do is what? Tawbah, repent, repent. What do we need to do? Repent. Open playing field. Free of charge. We're sat down. Just one action we need to do now. Dhikr and tawbah. Both. Both we need to do. What will we become? Previous life sins removed. In the book of Allah, Allah will enlist you as His friend, wali. All the awliya Allah that passed in history, they were made through this stage. They did tawbah. Allah made them His wali. Tawbah was a must. Condition number one. And whoever was made a wali Allah, Allah doesn't ask him, did you do zina before, adultery before, did you steal before, theft? Rather, Allah says, how dare you people around him? If a person calls him a thief after his repentance, or a zani, or adulterer, or a bandit, how dare you? He's my friend, wali. Whoever ridicules him, I'll give him the worst sin and punishment. That's how great a person becomes a wali, when Allah accepts his tawbah. Will we do tawbah? Inshallah. Tonight is the night of tawbah, brothers. Such great rewards Allah is giving. All lifelong sins removed. Friendship walayat. Life transformed to the better. So if we stay steadfast on this after doing tawbah, subhanallah, and we should be steadfast. It's not hard. Very simple. How hard is this? All these promises we make. Why do we need to go backwards? U-turn. Pray salah. Have to pray jummah. Easy. Just do dhikr of Allah. What's so difficult about that? That's what we have to do. Yeah. Whoever stays, remains firm on this after today's tawbah, after today's repentance, he learns dhikr and departs. Then what does he become when he leaves? The wali Allah, friend of Allah. He departs like that. He has the levels of walayat. He won't become a normal Muslim and die. Rather, he will pass away as a wali Allah, friend of Allah. I sit on this prayer mat and tell you this. The Quran says this to us. Whoever does tawbah, repents. Doesn't matter how many sins he does. Even if the sins fill up the space between the heavens and the earth. Many walis of Allah, great kaba, great walis of Allah, like this, they drink alcohol, zina, adultery, stealing, bandits, criminals, highway robbers. Allah Ta'ala, forgive me. Allah said, I forgive you. On top of that, Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi. Malik bin Dinar, tell me. Yes? And other sheikhs, great awli Allah, imagine. Until today, the dunya remembers their great name. So me and you, are we not human beings? Can't we do the same actions that they did? Of course we're doing the same wrong things, committing the same errors. The prayer mat, that the mat of Allah's rahmah is laid out. And who's this reward for? We've come here for this today, haven't we? Many new faces I'm seeing right now who were not here last week. And those who were here last week, they've gone. They've gone into the challenge of dunya. Whoever comes empty, leaves empty. Don't leave empty-handed, brothers. Do tawbah, then depart. I will call out again, do tawbah. Come forth. Just a few words you have to say to Allah. Allah, that what I will tell you, the statement, the verse, recite the kalimats, learn dhikr, alhamdulillah, the words I said to you today, you will leave as a wali Allah, as a friend of Allah. The previous sins will be removed and you'll start to adopt and implement a new life. New lease of life. Dunya you'll attain and the hereafter you'll attain. Okay, look how you will transfer. Look where the story started from. What did Allah Ta'ala show? And what maqam you will achieve at the end of the day. Allah is great and merciful. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Allah. I am ar-Rahman. I am ar-Rahim. Gracious most and merciful most. Tell me. Mu'min starts every action with this kalima. Allah, it's you. You alone. You are the one. You are ar-Rahman. You are ar-Rahim. So brothers, have courage, determination. It's easy. Jannah beyond Jannah will open for you. Doesn't matter how many tests come. No problem. No problem. Angels lost out. But inshallah, these human beings will not lose out. This is the makhluk, ashraf makhluk. Brothers, will you do tawbah? Will we learn dhikr and depart? Alhamdulillah, my job is finished, my duty is finished, I've given you da'wah, now it's up to you. You follow your nafs or leave empty handed and you answer to Allah, or whatever Allah Ta'ala seated you down for, do tawbah and depart from it. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa azwajihi ummatil mu'minin wa zurriyyati wa ahli baiti kama sallaita ala ibrahima innaka hamidun majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan ghaziran قسيم غزيرا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا إننا آمنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان ما شأن يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا ایک دکھی ماں نے اپنے بیمار بہت ہی بیمار بیٹے کے لیے آپ سے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے دعا فرما اللہ پاک کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ صوفی
یا شافی اللہ مراد اشفا مرادنا یا شافی اللہ مراد اشفا مرادنا یا شافی اللہ مراد اشفا مرادنا اللہم عافنا فی بدنی اللہم عافنا فی سمی اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت اللهم إنا لو ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رمهما كمارا بياني سغيا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.